ways to flatten the curve. Wear the mask. Take the shot. You can't get COVID. You can't spread it. All horse crap. And they used COVID to derail Trump's last recovery. And now, as I predict, they're using war to do it.
If you spend too much time on Twitter or get your news from the liberal mainstream media, you may have gotten the impression that the president's supporters are abandoning him in droves over Operation Epic Fury, his war to prevent your grandchildren from having to face off against a nuclear-armed Iran. Our hapless president has been dragged into this war against his will by the nefarious Bibi Netanyahu, according to people like Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Megyn Kelly, and now Joe Kent. Alas, none of that is true. The narrative that MAGA is split over Iran, beloved by the liberal media and the anti-Israel far left and right, is complete fiction. Far from a betrayal, poll after poll after poll has found massive overwhelming support for the president's strikes on Iran among Republican voters, upwards of 85%.
Here's what I tell President Trump. Keep it up for a few more weeks. Take Karg Island, where all of the resources they have to produce oil, control that island, let this regime down a vine. Mm-hmm. I trust DOD. We got two Marine Expeditionary Units sailing to this island. We did Iwo Jima. We can do this.
Welcome to Pickett. Thank y'all for coming. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Trump is against that entire globalist plan of austerity and against their carbon taxes. That's why I've supported him so much, because compared to the Democrats, it's night and day. He really is returning national sovereignty to America and making our own decisions. But my God, then don't make the wrong decisions now that we have a president back in charge. This is so paradoxical, and it's so love-hate for me. And I know I've been right, and I've been proven right again. It's our own government's assessments, for heaven's sakes.
And the last time I saw Charlie Kirk on this earth was in June, in the West Wing, in the stairway. And I said hi to him, and he looked me in the eye, and he said very loudly, and you've been in the West Wing, it's small, it's a tight space, and he said, Joe, stop us from getting into a war with Iran. Very loudly.
He was single-minded.
And he walked off, and he went, I believe, into the Oval. So when one of President Trump's closest advisors, who is vocally advocating for us to not go to war with Iran, and for us to rethink at least our relationship with the Israelis, and then he's suddenly publicly assassinated, and we're not allowed to ask any questions about that.
That's why the head of the Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, quit this week, trying to get Trump to pay attention and change course. Instead, they've been attacking him as a traitor and saying he's a leaker with no evidence.
I can say this. He said very strongly that Iran is not a threat. Iran's been a threat for 47 years, and there's not a country in the world that doesn't agree with me on that. So I take this guy, Joe Kent, who lost twice for Congress, pretty badly and tough, and was devastated. And I know that he lost his wife. So instead of letting him live out his life, I brilliantly have my people call him and offer him a job in security, essentially, in the White House. And what does he do? He goes out and he says that Iran is not a threat. To get publicity. Now, I probably signed up with CNN.
Joe Kent, the former director of the United States National Counterterror Center. This is from Semaphore. He just resigned. He's now under FBI investigation for allegedly leaking classified information. And the investigation predates his departure.
His opening remarks with one other fake news. And that is that Israel somehow dragged the U.S. into a conflict with Iran. Does anyone really think that someone can tell President Trump what to do? Come on.
All right, it's the War Room. We're coming up. We got a whole bunch of news. Stay tuned. This is your host, Rob Duke.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue.
I know. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. I mean, this is just bonker town. Colleen Blue. I just can't shut up about it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Rob Dude. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to the War Room.
I'm your host, Rob Dew. Let me pull the coffee here. Had to run in and make my own coffee. Oh, the horror. Oh, and this shirt. Actually, I had a different shirt on, and Scott, the producer, came in and said, hey, check out this shirt. It's a limited edition InfoWars shirt. When you start a monthly product subscription. So any product you get a subscription of, like Methylene Blue or Life Force or the Shilajit or Power Plant Methyl Drive, anything like that, you get a free limited edition shirt. InfoWars lives forever with an image depicting the Marines of Iwo Jima raising the InfoWars American flag. And this offer ends Friday while supplies last, so check it out now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, iodine. Hey, get your subscription with iodine. It's 50% off for VIPs, 30% off for everyone else at thealexjonesstore.com. Why am I starting off with a plug? Well, because I'm wearing this shirt, and I just changed into it during the 5-minute John Bound report. So it was on my mind, hot on my mind. There's a lot of stuff on my mind. We got all kind of articles from InfoWars. We got some shot news. This is interesting. Bills in three states would declare COVID mRNA shots weapons of mass destruction. Look at that. Weapons of mass destruction. Can you believe that? Minnesota, Arizona, and Tennessee. I'm amazed that Minnesota's on this list, first of all, and not Texas or Louisiana. Seems like it would be one to do this, or Florida. I think Florida already did something like this, but they've introduced legislation designating COVID-19 mRNA injections as biological weapons of mass destruction. And Minnesota is actually the first to propose criminalizing mRNA jabs, and then Arizona earlier this year, and then Tennessee. Idaho, Iowa, Montana, South Carolina, and Tennessee had previously sought to restrict the mRNA technology. So there you go. If the Arizona bill, possessing, distributing, or manufacturing these shots will constitute terrorism-related charges and life imprisonment. That's pretty hardcore. It doesn't get much hardcore than that. So that's interesting. And here's lawyers threaten to sue HHS unless RFK Jr. amends vaccine injury table. The petition submitted last week to Kentucky and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services informed the Consent Action Network, ICANN, that HHS has failed to fulfill its legal obligation to add new conditions to the vaccine injury table when research indicates an association between vaccine and a specific injury. And so ICANN, this is Dale Bigtree's network. In fact, guys, if he can pop on anytime through this for 10, 15 minutes just to talk about this, if y'all can get a hold of him. I don't know if today, one of their days, they do productions one day a week and one or two days a week. And so I don't know if they're doing that this week or not, or it's on Tuesday or not. So basically, yeah, ICANN has come out and said, hey, HHS, you said you were going to change these vaccine injury tables to add the injuries that we've seen, you know, and Boy, there's one that popped into my feed. It was this girl who got the meningitis vaccine. And I mean, her whole face turns purple and bloated and she starts losing her hair. And, you know, just a nice little girl, didn't know anything. And boom, she gets that. And well, she learned a lot about vaccine injuries there. I think she's come through. A lot of people came out to help her. And, so that's that news there. I'm interested to get Dale Bigtree's perspective on that if we're able to get him. Also, the abortionist, all these articles you can find on Infowars.com, the infamous abortionist Kermit Gosnell is dead at 85. Notorious Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell was sentenced to life in prison for brutally murdering three newborn babies. He died at the age of 85. He died at a hospital earlier this month, according to the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections. The monstrous abortionist is believed to have killed thousands of babies born alive in his House of Horrors abortion facility, in addition to grotesquely injuring female clients, two of whom died. He was charged in 2011 on 7 counts of first-degree murder and convicted by a grand jury 2 years later on 3 of the counts. He was also convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the case of the woman who died due to multiple unrecorded doses of a dangerous sedative, Demerol, administered by Gosnell's unlicensed workers. Yeah, this guy, I don't know if you guys can even find shots when they were pulling stuff out of his house. I mean, he was like the backyard abortionist gone wild and, he deserves everything he's going to get in hell. Well, let's go. That was sort of some weird health news. I know I started off health news yesterday. I'm excited to start off again today. But in fact, let's, also, whoever, if you called in yesterday and you didn't get on, and you were left on the line, I think there was like 5 callers. Clown Car was one of them. I remember he was at the top of the list. You could call back. Guys, put up the number, please. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. And, I want to go through a couple of these. This just popped up on my feed this morning. Research reveals mitochondria are communicating using light, revealing humans are essentially beings of light. And as scientists have discovered, mitochondria cells' power plants emit ultra-weak light particles called biophotons during energy production. And I have a study here I'll go to in a second, but where have I heard that from? Beings of light. Where did I hear that from?
I can't. It's too big.
Size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you? And where you should not. For my ally is the Force. And a powerful ally it is. Life creates it. Makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us and binds us. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. You must feel the Force around you. Here, between you, me, the tree, the rock, everywhere. Yes, even between the land and the ship.
That's right, luminous beings we are, not this crude matter. That was in 1980. I mean, Yoda was trying to tell us something, and were we listening? I don't know. But here's a study from 2023, Non-Chemical Signaling Between Mitochondria by Rice-Mould. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name. Let's see. Let's try it. Elfingia. Okay, Elfingia. Kamalakapuka. Kalamapuka. And let's see who else. Louis Thomas, Jeffrey Guy, Alistair Nunn, and Jimmy D. Bell. A wide variety of studies have reported some form of non-chemical, non-aqueous communication between physically isolated organisms eliciting changes in cellular proliferation, morphology, and or metabolism. The sources and mechanisms of such signaling pathways are still unknown, but have been postulated to involve vibration, volatile transmission or light through which the phenomenon of ultra weak photon emissions. Here we report a non-chemical communication between isolated mitochondria from MCTF cancer and MCF10A non-cancer cell lines. So that's what they were looking at. I know that's hard to read. It was hard for me to read. It's so small printing. You know, they kill our eyes with all this screen technology blowing at us constantly. And then they're like, hey, read this small print. There's the research study there. So thank you to Master Yoda for revealing stuff we already knew. Now here's some meat news for all you meat eaters out there. You know, they told you meat was bad for you. Let's go over this first. We'll go over this timeline first. Japan ate 6.4 kilograms of meat per person in 1961 and 35.5 kilograms by 2013. In that same window, stroke mortality dropped 85%. Heart disease did not rise. The country added the most animal protein in Asia and got healthier. And this was post-war Japan. And in 1950, the average lifespan was 58 years. The leading cause of death was cardiovascular disease and strokes. The diet was white rice, pickled vegetables, miso, and very little animal protein. Serum cholesterol levels were dangerously low. Between 1980 and 90, Japan tripled its intake of eggs, dairy, and meat. Serum cholesterol rose from 160 to 200 milligrams per deciliter, I think is what that is. Or I can't even read that. It's so small. Stroke deaths collapsed. Life expectancy climbed to 79. In fact, Japan's got one of the highest life expectancies of the modern world. The single dietary shift consisted, again, was animal protein and animal fat. They show you that as proof that rice and fish extend life. They leave out the decades when Japan mostly ate rice and died young. They leave out the longevity boom track almost perfectly with the rising meat consumption. The data is public. The framing is not. And now let's look at this. There's a study. Meat erased the Alzheimer's gene risk. A medical school professor, I teach that a gene makes you this is Robert Lufkin, MD, by the way, that makes you 2.5 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's. We've told patients that there's nothing they can do about it. A new JAMA open study of 2,157 adults just proved us wrong. Higher meat consumption completely abolished the APOE4 dementia risk. APOE4 carriers with the highest meat intake had 55% lower dementia risk. Typical 2.5 excess Alzheimer risk gone entirely. Cognitive decline reverse, 0.32 standard deviation over 10 years. Unprocessed meat was protective. Processed meat was harmful regardless of genotype. You know what that means, guys? You know what that means? Huh? Come to me. Steak night's back on. All right, steak night's back on. We're going to go eat steak sometime this week because we got to lower our dementia risk, right? It's come out. It's come out, lower dementia risk. And I was talking about mitochondria earlier, and one of the things methylene blue does is it helps the mitochondria clear out itself. It like helps it release toxins and also increase energy transfer between mitochondria. Oh, I like that with the meat in the background. That's good. So if you haven't tried methylene blue, it's one of the supplements that I started taking a couple months ago. We have a pill version. I do one pill every other day. And although I did one yesterday and I did one today because I'm on the air, and the amount of time that it takes me where I'm trying to think of something decreases. Also, the brain fog completely gone. So check it out, Ultramethylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com. Get your mitochondria working because luminous beings we are, right? And don't forget, this is the final week to enter both the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500 and the 2025 Ford Raptor. Plus, you get $20,000 in cash, and $1 spent equals 100 entries in both. So you get to enter both. contest right now. When they overlap, that's how it works. You get to enter into both. So you may win one, you may win the other. You may win both, but I think if you win once, you're not allowed to win again. So you probably won't win both. But if you win one, either one would be nice. Plus $20,000 in cash. The Shelby's really sweet. Do we have video of it doing donuts somewhere? All right. Let's go to some, immigrant news. Are these any of the guys that called yesterday? I see Al Killer on there from Virginia, Chad, Minnesota, Evan in California. If any of them put like the excited face, we have these faces you can put on, for the people. Anyone who called yesterday but didn't get on, put the excited face. So we'll go to them first, no matter when they call in. Let's look at this. Guys, you can roll this video. Let's start with video three. This is an explosion at a Valero refinery in Port Arthur. It made 335,000 barrels a day, or it refined those barrels of crude oil. And residents reported booming, rattling windows, and they were told to take shelter. And Alexander Dugan put out late last night. So this happened yesterday afternoon, about in the evening. And then late last night, Alexander Dugan puts out, someone starts to hit the energy infrastructure of the U.S. You can't destroy energy infrastructure of others and feel yourself safe. You can't kill the political leaders of other sovereign countries and keep your own political leaders in total security. War means war. And that was Alexander Dugan, who we've had on this show before, giving us some great insights into what's going on from the Russian perspective in the Ukrainian war. And he knows this for a fact because he lost his daughter. His daughter was killed in an assassination meant for him. They blew up his car. So here's then go to the aerial shot, which I think is number four. You can see the aerial shot somebody posted up of that. A hustle bitch saying, we're at war. The U.S. is an energy target. Massive explosion. A Valero refinery in Port Arthur erupted into flames after a reported explosion, and the footage is unreal. There you can see some of that. Now, I used to live in the Lake Charles area, and we had chemical plants everywhere. And every once in a while, you would hear one of these boom. You'd hear a boom. And then it would take a second, then your windows would shake a little bit. And we were pretty far. We were, you know, at least 10 miles from the plants. They were in Westlake. In Austin, the Westlake area is really nice. And it's like the hoity-toity area. And where I'm from, the Westlake is a shithole. You know, it's chemical plants. So, I mean, it's not if you're depending on this oil to live, but like you wouldn't want to live there. I remember one time they had a story on the news and one of these tanks kind of, I don't know, belched out a bunch of stuff and it put a 3 feet layer of foam in people's front yards and stuff. And they were coming over saying, don't walk in the foam. Don't walk in the foam. But the news was there covering it and people were standing on their front porches looking at the foam. That was just everywhere. Nobody knew what was in the foam, but we just knew not to touch it. So living next to these, and I texted my brother who lives over near Port Arthur, and he goes, you know, this happens all the time. He goes, but it is a little coincidental. And then I think a muse originally pointed this out. He found the tweet, and then somebody else reposted it. Saudi X account reportedly posted a specific threat targeting the Motiva refinery in Port Arthur just 1 hour before the explosion at the nearby Valero facility in the same city. So there's a Motiva refinery and then the Valero refinery nearby, and it happened at the Valero refinery. What's even more alarming is the account immediately deleted the post along with all 4,700 previous tweets right after the incident. So that was the Al-Heba account. And then somebody else posted that Port Arthur, Texas was being searched in Israel for the past 7 days, and it popped up on March 15th, and then March 17th at 7 a.m. had 96 searches. And then again, it looks like it happened. Okay, so that was March 16th and 17th. So, but yeah, 96. So people were searching for Port Arthur, Texas right there. You can see that. So that's interesting. Who knows what the truth is? I'm sure Cash Patel's on the case. Probably not, but. Speaking of which, this came out a couple days ago. Oh, no, here it is. Yeah. The FBI uncovers 1.9 million pages of missing records in safes hidden inside a skiff at HQ that was maintained under James Comey and Chris Wray, including Mueller investigation docs, found 3 days after Mueller's death in the same week Comey's getting deposed. All this on top of Cash Patel's July 2025 burn bags find, thousands of Crossfire Hurricane files, hard drives, the classified 29-page Durham annex we never got to see. They tampered with every single investigation, straight up treason. And this is a Judicial Watch. This is the Judicial Watch article. Lawsuit uncovers that FBI found 1.9 million Jack Smith and other records in a hidden room. Now, the only reason we know about this is because of Judicial Watch. The FBI didn't come out and said, hey, look what we found. And they did that with their burn bag scandal. But it was like, oh, we're going to leave these in. Probably because it shows that these organizations can't be trusted one bit. And see, here's the deal. Let me lay it on you real quick. Government doesn't like to be proven wrong. That's it. Government never wants to be proven wrong. It will never admit it's wrong. It's never going to. You're only going to get maybe a little bit of you might get a settlement where you can't talk about it. But the government will never admit they're wrong. In fact, this is a good time for the Gentian Violet story since we're still sort of on health. I met a guy, I was on a trip with my dad. We went up to Branson, Missouri. And we met this guy. I can't remember his name now, but his family owned a Gentian Violet facility. And guys, look up Gentian Violet. It was a medicine. It was like a dewormer, actually, that they would give kids. So they called it the purple. So you take it and you get a little purple ring around your mouth because it was kind of like methylene blue, but purple. But it was a dewormer, and they were giving this to their chickens. They were making this and giving it, selling it to farmers for chicken feed, putting it in the chicken feed. And chickens had no problems and were doing it for years. No big deal. Well, then the government came in and said, we think this is causing cancer in people. And so they had a trial, and the Gentian Violet people won the case. And they looked at them. The government looked at the Gentian Violet people and said, don't worry, we'll be back. Ended up getting it banned from putting in chicken feed. Now we have salmonella. Isn't that funny? That's how it works. All right, we'll be right back. I'm going to take some calls coming around the corner. You're watching The War Room.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your doc chamber's on. Medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandershore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexandershore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexandershore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. And it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly. And they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexandershore.com. And I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah, no shags in today's bumper music listing. I think one day was enough. If you watched it yesterday, we found the worst rock group in the world. But Frank Zappa and, who was it, Kurt Cobain both liked them. Interesting song. I don't know, songwriting? I don't know what you even call what that was. Kids banging on pots and pans? Yeah, someone's defending him in there. That's true. They had no idea what rock music was, and their dad's like, make rock songs. We covered that yesterday. You can go watch yesterday's show. Oh, what is today? Today's the 24th, March 24th, 2026. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can catch me on X at Dews News, DewsNews. And we were going over this Judicial Watch report. And I'm just reading through it during the break, and I'm on page 4 of this, and they reference an interview that Dan Bongino had. This is in their write-up. He did a Fox interview on May 29th, 2025, talking about this room, and I think more stuff that was in these burn bags. And you imagine, they said that's between 900,000 and 1.9 million documents. That's a large, large, large group of documents. So let's go back. Let's listen to Bongino. He's not working for us anymore. He's working for himself. Let's see what he had to say back then when he was working for us. Yeah.
Do you read the stuff that's coming out?
Does he still have loyalists in the building? Because when I hear the FBI director saying, you guys are finding boxes that are hidden. Okay. How does that happen in the Bureau?
Well, we were there a couple of weeks, and luckily there were a lot of people up there who grabbed us by the arm the minute we came in and said, thank you for being here. You know, we need to talk. There are people there who are really horrified at what happened. And There was a room, and we found stuff, a lot of stuff.
A hidden room.
Well, I wouldn't call it hidden, but we found a lot of stuff. From us, at least. Like, what papers? What did you find there, Dan? Stuff. Like, that is ridiculous. Let's go back to Dan. Let's hear what he has to say. We've got stuff.
Dan, this right now to declassify. And just so you know, because I get the public, I totally understand people saying, well, do it now. The process is not all the information is ours to declassify, same as other intelligence agencies.
Yeah.
It's not, we literally can't do it. Once that gets done and that gets out there and you read some of the stuff we found that, by the way, was not processed through the normal procedure, digitizing it, putting in FBI records.
Really?
We found it in bags hiding under Jim Comey's
Dan, really
FBI.
Quickly.
You're going to be stunned.
Bags. More money for my bags. There it is. I think we actually have a video. Guys, when you guys find that, we had some video of the actual them going into the FBI room and finding this material. It's pretty interesting. Look, there it is. Look, they're looking. There's a door. They're like, oh my God, there's FBI material in there. We better go in. We're going to find some bags. You guys see the bags in there? Keep going. Keep going. It's all in there. Yeah, there it is. Look, you just look, just keep going, John. Agent John Malkovich. See if you can find what's in those bags. Oh, no, we can't show it to you people yet. We have to send it through all the other agencies and let it go in a merry-go-round room. That's the interesting part of this. Uh-oh. Yeah, look at that. Look, it's nothing. It's just a dinner with Dan Bongino. Oh, wait, that's not Dan Bongino. All right, let's go to a caller. Al Killer in Virginia wants to talk about the Iran war. Get us off. Yeah, we don't want to be talking about the millions of pages of documents that the FBI is just holding on to. Go ahead, Al Killer.
Well, no, it's actually all together. Everything goes together. Like I get the disappointment in the Bonginos and the Cash Patels, but Jay Dyer broke it down better than anybody could do last Friday.
Yeah.
They cannot bring anybody to justice because the intelligence agencies and the Justice Department, they don't work for the country. They are it's never been clearer than when you watch The Good Shepherd and how the OSS comes right out of the banks and right out of Yale. And we know going back with the Dutch East India Company and, you know, even to things like the Red Cross, the intelligence agencies work for the banks. We no longer have we have the illusion of you basically get to pick the vehicle that's going to take you to the same destination. You get the Democrat vehicle, the Republican vehicle, and it's no more obvious than in the Epstein emails. They are above the law. The Epstein, the trilateral, he worked for the Trilateral Commission. He was appointed. And we know they tell governments what to do. There's that famous, it's famous now. It was that sitcom in the 80s where they're making jokes about David Rockefeller and the Trilateral Commission. It's entities like this. It's like we have in Endgame, going back to 2009, the first DVD I ever saw Alex Jones make. And I did not want to believe what Alex – I was literally taking notes to disprove Alex Jones in 2009. I'm taking notes to disprove the guy, and everything he said was true. You have those very famous clips where it's Hillary Clinton and Dick Cheney both admitting that they got in their marching order from the Council on Foreign Relations. So we just need to come to realization, and you know these injustices that we view, like with you know Spygate or what happened with Charlie Kirk or. The Russiagate, things like that. Yes, you know, them targeting Trump repeatedly after he got out of office and what they did to January 6th people and the pipe bomb. Yes, things like that are fun to run down, but at the end of the day, it is the Federal Reserve. It is the banking system. And that's the realization I've come to with Iran is, and that's why we went to Venezuela first. To shore up that oil to make sure that we were going to have some type of supply, worst case scenario. And were in Iran for the petrodollar. And I think that all
sure, we got to shut the petrodollar down. Just to interrupt you for a second, but yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. And I just drew a little Venn diagram, I guess. You got a little circle, that's your government. A smaller circle is you or us, everybody else. This is the country. And then you have the deep state, this giant deep state. And I probably could have made it giant. And it is. It's the Fed. It's the CIA. It's the FBI. None of these people work for us. And I don't think they view themselves. And then you have, you know, the CFR. You have the Trilateral Commission. You've got the Club of Rome. You've got the Committee of 300, which is probably the ultra elite Committee of 300. And those kind of run this, which then runs us. That makes sense? You still there, Al Killer?
Absolutely. I mean, you're bringing up the Club of Rome. I mean, they're the ones who cooked up the whole green communist scam in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I get, like, being look, I'm an expert on body language. Dan Bongino, look at that guy's face when he got confronted the other day.
He looks spazzy.
No, he looks out of his mind, and he looks like he's seen a ghost. And I think he knows. He basically knows that there's nothing you can do. Let's say you get these people into court.
The judges are going to let them out.
They run the judges.
Yeah.
They run the judges. They run the prosecutors. And worst case scenario, they're going to get a hung jury or acquitted. Because all their people that actually buy into what they're selling, they're in all these. They're basically in all the jurisdictions that matter. Go ahead. Like, even if Comey went to trial, you think he's going to get convicted?
No.
You really think a D.C. jury is? So we're getting mad about Pam Bondi. Like, I'm not defending these people, but I just realized that they don't have the ability to do what we want them to do. And I think we put too much faith into one person in thinking that, oh, Donald Trump is going to be able to run the table on these people. He can't get a damn thing passed in Congress. Like, he cannot get anything done. He can't get a border wall built. He can't get them to vote on the SAVE Act that everybody, 75% of that, if you believe the numbers anyway, but 75% of Democrats want the SAVE Act passed, and like 90% of Republicans want it passed. And he can't get that thing done. And they come to look, you know how we keep running these simulations where every time we run the simulation that we lose in Taiwan,
right.
Conventionally we would have to drop a new. You don't think that they run scenarios to the president and say, if you don't do this, we're gonna have an economic collapse and all these people are gonna die and you're gonna be to blame.
They got him with COVID. They did the same thing with COVID. They're like, sir, we got to lock everybody down because, you know, people were walking around spreading this virus, you know, and he doesn't know medicine from, you know, left hand to right hand. So he's like, okay, that sounds good. I trust you doctors and I trust you Fauci. And he got played. And then, but it's like in every single one of these, we can't get the NIH director. We can't get any of these people. We can't, like, it's like no one gets to be held accountable. But what's going to happen is, like what we saw with the former NIH director when Alex Jones confronted him, said he killed more people than Hitler. I mean, to his face, you know, and that's not going to be the worst of what he gets. It's going to keep going and keep going. And somebody else is going to see him somewhere. And then he's going to get, you know, he thinks that he's safe. And like people are whining, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders got kicked out of a restaurant. It's going to be worse than people getting kicked out of restaurants. That's what it's going to. When people don't see this accountability and they see the pedophiles running everything, it's not going to be good. With the Iran war, yeah, I agree. This is going after the petrodollar. He set us up, and maybe that's why he did that executive order to have glyphosate and fertilizer available. If you read that, it's about glyphosate and it's also about fertilizer. So it was creating our own stockpiles of that. So the rest of the world, if they don't want to play ball and help open up the Strait of Hormuz, Trump can just be like, we don't get any oil from there. We don't care. It is going to overall raise the price of oil, but it's going to put pressure on these countries to abandon the petrodollar.
Well, sir, definitely there. But I don't, that's one thing I don't, I'm not I'm not giving Trump a pass on these things. I'm just being realistic.
Sure.
Yeah. I think the answer during COVID was I cannot. He should have just leveled with the American people. I don't know necessarily what this is, but I am here to protect your freedom. I cannot guarantee that. I can't guarantee your health, but I'm not going to let governors close your businesses down or closing down schools. I will not do that, and I'll remove governors for things like that. It's certain things like that where we're in a republic, and a republic protects down to the individual minority. The majority does not matter. Even if 99% of the people wanted to be sheltered in, you have to protect the individual minority, or we have no reason to exist as a constitutional republic. Just call it what it is. Call it an empire. And I see a lot of things converging, but at the end of the day, if he doesn't level with the American people, and you saw that the news article that came out in I believe it was Forbes that said we're insolvent, we're basically protecting something that's not there.
Right.
It's
an empty room with no money.
Yeah, exactly. Hold all the Epstein people accountable. Go ahead and do that. You're still relying on their system.
Right.
They give you the central banking system. Epstein was blowing Steve Bannon's mind with the fractional reserve banking. All these pensions and everything is tied in. Like a pension. Look, I get a pension. I'm retired from the military. I like my pension. At the end of the day, I'm getting paid for nothing. A pension doesn't exist. You're supposed to have savings. And the fact that they steal our savings by printing new money and causing inflation, you cannot save. Like the idea of a pension, it's like a dream. Like that you can stay home and get more than you paid into something, it's crazy. And our whole system is built on what they created for us. So, yeah, sure, lock every one of them up. Guess what? You don't get to use their system anymore. Go figure it out. That's where, you know, that's the scary thing that Trump and I may even give some type of pass to Obama and Bush and people like that. And maybe they have good intentions when they get in there, but then they see all the responsibility that they have. They're responsible for 350 million people, and they're threatened with, you're going to get the blame if you don't go along with, hey, we've been here forever, we know what we're doing, and you know, we'll give you a smooth ride if you just play ball.
Yeah, but Bush when Bush came in, he was going to go after tort reform and go after all these entitlement programs that are now totally out of control. And look at them. And boom, 9/11 happens. Well, now the mission has changed. Now we got to go to war. We got to create DHS. We got to create the TSA. We got to, you know, man the government. We have to make bigger government and spend more money. And yeah, in fact, one of our writers is working on a article on that. I read part of the Forbes article today about us being insolvent. And I think one way they're going to go after this and change it is with the stable coin that Trump's been touting, is to go to a stable coin system. We're going to be the ones that are going to lead the way. Is it going to be a CBDC? Probably. It's going to be close to something like that. And that's what everybody's worried about. That's what they say. They say some of them are backed by gold, but I mean, we have to see how this all pans out. But, you know, at the end of the day, people have to be responsible for themselves too. And you have to be a little bit self-sufficient and not get bogged down in what's going on that you can't control, but control the things you can control. Alkiller, anything else?
Well, yeah, I just, as far as the stable coins and artificial intelligence in general, I think a lot of this is about World Economic Forum said it. You're going to lose faith in your elected leaders, and AI is going to basically run government.
Right.
And they're going to be able to predict who you're going to vote for, so you don't need to vote for anybody. Where we drop the ball is we want an archaic system, and we want elected leaders, and we want certain things like that.
We want to go back to pen and paper, right?
Well, us on the right have made – we should have been influencing the AI bills. Hey, AI could be great. It can come up with great ideas for balancing a budget. It can literally get rid of anything that's not necessary. It can help you with cures,
sure,
and things like that. Basically,
yeah,
comb through.
Do a lot of analysis.
Information and
we should
have had it codified into law. It can never be used against the American people. And right now, the fight is for who is going to be in charge of the AI. Is it going to be the Marxist Democrats, or is it going to be this faux populism? And we didn't elect any people with Trump on the platform of AI for the people and the open source stuff, where you know you can make sure that you're getting true information, and if you're not getting true information, you at least see where the stuff is being pulled from. But it can never be used to control you. It literally could be performance surgeries, like you see in science fiction movies. And you could have probably free medical care, but stuff like you can never use.
Instead, they use AI to deny you medical care. That's how they use AI. It's not to make it better.
That's the problem. The problem with it is they'll say, "Hey, you have the wrong opinion. You don't get the service." And that is where we're not getting people in elected that one know what the hell is going on. Epstein said elected officials don't know a damn thing about commerce whatsoever,
right?
And they rely on people like him that's basically where we are. We're relying on technocrats like an Epstein.
Yeah. Another thing about AI is I don't like when they put out, we've enhanced this video or this photo to show you more. I'm like, the government should not be able to do that. In no way, shape, or form should they be able to take AI and enhance something and then use that to either go after somebody or use it as evidence in a court of law. And that's what they did with the Charlie Kirk shooting. The FBI put out this, we've enhanced some photos here. No government should be able to do any AI enhancement whatsoever for a crime, because then that all that's going to lead to is what you saw on the beginning of Running Man. You know, they've got the guy, they've got him on tape, they show him mowing down those people, and he wasn't even flying the helicopter. Ben Richards.
And that idea was in the 80s. I find it almost comical that all the Epstein stuff comes out now, and AI is where it's like, well, that could be a deep fake, where even if it's 100% true, this is the person doing it, there is still that, I don't trust the government presenting me this information. You know, this could literally be...
They could be running all these documents through AI, rewriting them. They could do anything.
Right. And they're going to use AI. Like, we ran propaganda. We've been running propaganda since, like, at least World War II, where, like, they would put out Hitler as syphilis and certain things like this for the German people. If you don't think AI is being used, I mean, we already see it with the fake. Where are all these people protesting in Iran? Remember the Shorty Micro Mini Shaw that everybody, David's been...
Yeah.
Talking about that guy. Where is this revolution that we were being told was happening in the streets?
Yeah, we haven't seen anything.
And it was all AI nonsense.
That could have been. Yeah, it could be AI crowd shots.
Well, they know that at least that girl that they were touting smoking a cigarette or maybe it was a joint with the Ayatollah rolled up in paper. That was like from Canada years ago.
Yeah,
but they were like, oh, look, you know, it was being touted as, oh, look, this is women empowerment. But I feel like I'm taking up too much of your time, man.
Well, you went on for 16 minutes, Outkiller. You did good. That was good, though. I think we covered a lot of different subjects. And thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Evan in California, Club of Rome, 1973. Go ahead, Evan.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm good.
I've never talked to you before, so it's exciting to talk to you. You know, I listen to a lot of influencers, and since this whole thing with Iran started, I've not seen anybody reference, even Alex, the 1973 Club of Rome regions map that you can find on Google. I posted on my Jesus Christ Worldwide Ministry X account,
mm-hmm.
and the people that I put it in their feed, instantly within about a half a second, all the responses were, get this garbage off my feed. And it's obviously AI answering, because it's just too quick. Within a second, they're all telling me the same thing, get this garbage off my feed.
You answered so much?
Yeah. Well, the 1973 Club of Rome shows that Greenland, Venezuela, Cuba, they're all in Sector 1.
Which is the North American Union, essentially, right?
Yeah. But it has Greenland in it, it has Venezuela, and it has Cuba. And Trump's really good at reading like a
cheat. Actually, Cuba's in Sector 6, it looks like. We're looking, we just pulled it up. Or it could be Sector 5, but Greenland is definitely in that map. Greenland and Canada.
It's Greenland and Cuba. They're all in. Oh, yeah. Well, no, you're right about Cuba. Yeah, you're right about Cuba. But the Greenland, you know, people hear Trump talk, oh, he might take Greenland, he might not. Oh, look, I might use.
We already have Greenland. That's the secret.
The 51st state might be Canada. And Trump's really good at talking off the cuff and making it seem interesting. But the truth is he's getting the same cheat sheet that Obama and everybody else got. All of this is planned out. And the PSYOP, like I referred to when I posted on X, and every feed just goes boom, 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 says pretty much the same thing within a second. It's response, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The PSYOP is the more influencers we have, the more shows we have trying to fill an hour, they just fill it in with minutia of, oh, will Trump do this? Will Trump do? And it's creating a massive PSYOP on the American people and the people of the world, because it should be saying one thing. This is all planned in the 70s.
Yeah.
So it's a conversation-ending comment. It doesn't fill an hour of the airwaves. But Trump should not be referred to anymore as the president. Even Netanyahu's doing what he's told to do. So people have to go back to the original premise that a one-world government is already established. It's not going to be in the future. It's already established. And the reason why, Macron might do this. None of these people are living life in real time. All of this is planned. And if you just go back to the 70s and the 80s, which Alex was exposing this Club of Rome stuff, is that none of this is people being governors and, you know, senators and congressmen. Everything is planned. Or if it wasn't, they would have hit them with a drone, or they would have put a cancer-causing agent in their in their Wheaties.
Yes, sir. All central planning committees, and that's all communism. At the end of the day, it's all this is communism worldwide. That's what they work for. All right, we'll be back. Second hour War Room starting right after this.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Somebody. Let's go back and play the beginning of this. This is part of The Running Man, where they show Ben Richards firing on a crowd of innocent people just trying to get some food. So let's show people that. This is what they were doing in the 80s. So if you think they didn't have it planned out, then I'll show you another video from the 2000s. It's got, could have some AI in it. I don't know. Here it is.
Yankee 99er, what are your coordinates?
020, flight level 15, above release point, Echo Bravo 1.
Move in and check it out.
Roger, moving in.
All is going well with the police state.
Food riot in progress. Approximately 1,500 civilians. No weapons evident.
Proceed with Plan Alpha. Eliminate anything moving.
I said the crowd is unarmed. There are lots of women and children down there. All they want is food, for God's sake.
As you were, Richard. Proceed with Plan Alpha. All rioters must be eliminated.
The hell with you. I will not fire on helpless people. Abort mission. We return back to base.
Lieutenant Sanders, do you copy?
Affirmative.
Take command, detain Richards, and proceed as ordered.
Richards, what the fuck are you doing? Get him!
Get to the chopper. We're already on the chopper.
Detain him. Don't drop him.
I'm gonna put him on a game show.
Richards, you're gonna fry for this.
And I'll see you in hell.
So that's the beginning, I believe, of Running Man. And then they turned a whole thing where he was like, to hell with you. They tell him not to go fire upon those people. And he goes, to hell with you. And he starts firing upon them. Because that's what ended up happening. So they detained him. Now let's go to this video. This is the 9/11 video. I don't even know what number it is. Yeah, probably 12. That's the only 9/11 video I have. So this is from 9/11 Revisited. This just is a different look, I guess, at yeah, go ahead. Let's go ahead and play that.
767s. Crashing into the steel and concrete edifices of the Twin Towers. And yet somehow, defying all laws of physics, they don't crumple up, they don't slow down, they fuse right into the side of these massive skyscrapers. Us independent researchers have pored over all of the available footage, frame by frame. And something is very wrong here. You don't see any pieces bounce off the tower. You don't see the wings clip off. Rather, we see these wings fuse right in as well, disappearing as if they're phantom wings. This is flat out impossible. How can we explain these nonsensical collisions? If you look at the plane, it doesn't look like it actually crashes. The plane doesn't even slow down. It doesn't crumple up. Nothing bounces off, no pieces fly off. A hollowed out 767 would crumple up. Yet we see the tail enter the building intact. This is a phantom plane and it just disappears.
And then let's contrast that, you know, a plane flying into a skyscraper and nothing happening to it. Let's see if you guys have the footage from yesterday of the Canadian Air flight that hit a fire truck as it was landing at about 130 miles an hour is what they estimate it was going at because it just come in for a landing. If not, we'll show it. There it is right after break. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Front end totally crumpled. Wings are gone. Yeah.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. you add ultra methylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultra methylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasTheStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at DallasTheStore.com.
You're tuned in to The War Room with your host, Rob Dude. Watch it live right now at Band.
What do you guys think about Band?
My name is Footfall. He always likes to roam. My pal's name is Footfall. I never find him home. I go to his house, knock at his door. People come out and say, Footfall don't live here no more. My pal Footfall always likes to roam. My pal Footfall, now he has no home. Where will Footfall go?
I mean, everything's crazy, even the music. Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew, starting the second hour. I got Chuck in Indiana. I got Lynn in Ohio, Bree in Oklahoma, Tim in Washington, Brett in Georgia, Icarus in Wisconsin, Chad in Minnesota. I'm going to try to get to all of you this hour. Once again, though, I think back on March 6th, Alex Jones said, hey, they're going to bring in the 82nd Airborne to the Mideast, and they're going to try to deploy these guys on land. And we had, who was it yesterday? I need more methylene blue. Matt Bracken. Matt Bracken. Anyway, he did a detailed analysis of the borders, the different border zones of Iran, and just showing how hard it was going to be for any type of land invasion. You got the beach with jutting mountains right up at the beach. You've got the Strait of Hormuz, which is all these mountains are giant subway systems with, you know, guns and people ready to move around. So U.S. to order 3,000 82nd Airborne soldiers to the Mideast. I don't think that's going to be enough. So hopefully this clears out before that happens. All right, let's go to Chuck in Indiana. Chuck, how you doing today? Yep.
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, good. All right, well, Al Killer kind of took my thunder. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for a few weeks now, wanting to point out how, it's the banking systems. I mean, everyone is subservient to, because we give all of our energy and all our efforts to obtain what the embodiment of Satan has, money. How do we get out of this evil? I mean, how do we get out of these families, you know, the main ones being the Rothschilds, who are the embodiment of Satan, who are the powers and principalities, and we give all of our energy and effort to obtain what they're offering?
Yeah, it's a small minority, too,
Rob.
It's a very small group of people.
Right. Right. So, you know, and we sit and look and we watch this Iran thing. You know, if this was really a conflict of opposing sides, you know, if you're my partner, like China's supposed to be with Iran and all this, we're told, you know what I mean?
Russia, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're partners. They got trade agreements and treaties and all this. We go punch him in the mouth. If you're my partner, I'm jumping on him. I'm punching him.
Maybe, but also, I mean, look at the Ukrainian war. We're not fighting the Ukrainian war, but we're fighting the Ukrainian war.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're just providing weapons and intelligence, and that's what the Chinese and the Russians are doing.
Right. So it's just a big game of how can we push more money out? How can we build our central banks up? How are we going to take our orders? That's what it seems like.
Yep.
It's all a psyop. Everything has become a psyop with the digital age. You know, back in the time, yeah, we fought wars over land, you know, over to be able to farm, to be more, to go and take over another tribe we had problems with, you know, but people were in their enclaves. They were able to worship and enjoy their God how they wanted to enjoy it. But now that the devil has gotten, you know, the digital age, he's able to spread in mass in a matter of seconds. So we're all psyoped by this thing that is the evil thing of humanity right now. Until we start putting out different information, and I get it. You know, everyone feels like the news is important. These are things that are happening. But I don't know, man. I mean, I just think we have to change our mindset, man. We have to get off the central banks, one. The Rothschilds and all those, they need to be decapitated. I mean, I'm sorry. That's the only way.
I agree. They have to be dealt with. They have to be taken. They have to have their power base removed.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, if we got money that we did, you know, because obviously it's black magic, black art, to sit here and trick people to think, well, here's this paper. This is what you're going to trade in. But we control it. What? I mean, so why don't the people say, screw you and your central bank. We're going to establish our own by the people, just like Kennedy tried.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what we're trading in now, because it's about, like you know, the info war is about for your mind. If we believe the money's valuable, guess what? It's valuable.
Well, and not only do they control it, they print it out of thin air and then loan it back to us at face value plus interest. So when they say they have articles like the U.S. is insolvent, that's because there's no way to pay back this debt.
What, though? In the laws of contract, somebody loaning you something, because this is usury then,
right.
Somebody loaning you something has to take the risk, too.
Yeah.
They have to take the risk. So we don't owe shit, for real, because, excuse my language, sorry.
But, oh, no, I get what you're saying, though. Owe, yeah. I told
you. I mean, by the law of contract, that's void.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they get to take part of the risk of this whole thing.
Right. Right. So good luck on collecting. as they say in the stay vacation areas, get it off the water tower.
There you go. Well, thanks.
All right, Rob,
thanks for the call,
man.
Chuck. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Let's go to Lynn in Ohio. IT from, what does that say? BITS? IT from BITS?
Yes, sir. This is John Archibald Wheeler. He was Einstein's student, worked on the Manhattan Project, and coined the term black hole. And he did a theory, and he did the experiments too, that we could change reality, and that reality responded to identity, intention, and action. And when I heard this, I've been looking at John chapter 11, and I said, Jesus did that when he raised Lazarus from the dead. His identity, he told Martha, I'm the resurrection and the life. His intention, he told Martha, didn't I tell you if you believed you would see the glory of God? His action, roll away the stone. Lazarus come forth, take the burial wrappings off of. John Archibald Wheeler thought that you could change the past, and Jesus just changed the past 4 days of being dead in his tomb with Lazarus. And Wikipedia said he was at the University of Austin, and I would love to talk to some of his top students. Of course, he's deceased now. But and it would be reality from bit, which is information. And I think it is, I see it everywhere, you know. What if you AI was utilizing them to input information that changes reality.
Right. Instead of making up its own reality.
Yeah. And it's the reason, I see it as the reason they want to change the law that we can't speak anti-Semitic, because they don't want all these bits, information about their character and their history and all that to change the reality.
Oh, because when it hits the mass effect of everybody realizing what's going on,
and then there are more Muslims that would talk derogatory statements about Israel. Well, we started seeing it happening with Palestine. You know, all that information that was getting out. I'm an old man. It was easy to control when there was just three TV stations.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, now you have 3 billion cell phones.
Yeah, but what if the Christians, what if all the podcasters said, let's change reality. Let's speak about this. Because they already got their you know, broadcast channel, and y'all said it today. They're feeding the information they want out there that people will repeat.
Well, you're talking about AI, and NVIDIA's CEO just said we've achieved AGL, which is artificial general intelligence. And AGI doesn't just write text or make images. AGI can think and reason and perform any job better than an actual human. Now look what's happening around you. This is pretty interesting. Gas are at record prices. Not really, but they're getting up there. Groceries are unaffordable. The housing market is frozen. We're in a war that's cost $16 billion in 3 weeks. The market is being insider traded more than ever. We saw that with Trump's announcement and the $2 trillion going up and then $1 trillion going down. People are making money on both sides. Americans are being told to exercise caution everywhere on Earth. Everything is falling apart for regular people. And in the middle of it all, they're spending trillions on AI. Data centers the size of Central Park. Every company on Earth is racing to deploy as fast as possible. Your roads are crumbling, your schools are broke, your healthcare doesn't work, but they found unlimited money for this. Unlimited. Now ask yourself why. They're not building this to help you. Look around. Does any of this look like it's for you? They're building this to replace you. Every company that replaced workers with AI this year saw their stocks go up. Every single one. The market is literally paying them to get rid of you. And today, the man who sold every chip powering of it all told you AGI is here. This is never about innovation. This is about making your life, or this was never about making your life better. It was about building a world that doesn't need you in it. The Great Reset is no longer a conspiracy theory. It is here. And I believe it's a 2000 article in Wired magazine, of course, that says the future without humans, the world without humans, something like that. And that's what they want. And when they mean humans, they don't mean them. They're elite. They are elite. They're not worried about themselves. In fact, let's go into this, like the whole AI thing. This is just a video of a police, I think this is from 2023, of a YouTube view farm after a sting operation. And, you know, there's probably 400 phones in here just clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking. I lost my video list, guys. It's probably it's the first one. Yeah, it's that one. Play that one. And we'll just play it and I'll talk over it because it doesn't really need audio. But you can see that's how a view farm works. You know, you can buy the cheapest phone that all you need to do is get it online. You hook it up to servers. I always find this interesting, people who participate in this type of activity. And then let's go to the next clip. This is yeah, it's not on here. That's why there's no 7. Yeah, let's go to clip 7. This is a lady on TikTok just talking about different operations that are going on that inflate view counts and stuff like that. Here it is.
farm looks like, aka the black market of the music industry. It's how some musicians and labels distort reality to push their tracks to the top of the charts and earn more money. Streaming farms use bots to artificially play music on platforms like Spotify or Apple Music to drastically inflate the numbers of streams a song gets. In March, a man in Denmark was sentenced to 18 months in prison for getting music streaming services to pay him $290,000 in royalties for fake streams. But that rare case is just a glimpse into the scale of this fraud. In a 2019 Rolling Stone article, Hopeless Records founder Louis Posen claimed this illegal practice potentially steals $300 million a year from artists with legitimate streams from real fans, equaling 3-4% of all streams. But that estimate is much higher now. A 2023 analyst report from the Financial Times found that up to 10% of all music streams globally are fake. This matters because there's a pool of money that streaming platforms distribute to the rights holders of songs. So when an artist is faking those streams, they're taking money out of that pool that could go to artists with legitimate streams. The creation of streaming farms follows the decline of radio and the rise of its replacement, streaming platforms. Major artists and labels historically paid radio DJs to play their music, but streaming platforms like Spotify are democratizing music, allowing independent artists a platform. But that means larger artists and labels are struggling to stay on top of the charts, so they compete by buying streams.
Compete by buying streams. I love how people who put these YouTube videos up always cut off the last syllable for some reason. This is a post from a guy named Mo, and he's basing it off of an ex-employee named Nikita Beer. He said, prediction, and they said this in February 11th, so we're about halfway, well, not halfway there, we're about a third of the way there. In less than 90 days, all channels we thought were safe from spam and automation will be flooded so that they will no longer be usable in a functional sense. iMessage, phone calls, and Gmail. I already get a lot of spam. I have my phone turned off. If I don't recognize your number, it just goes straight to voicemail, and I don't even check them anymore because voicemail is literally so slow. But here's we cut this down. It's a 6-minute 40 clip. We cut it down to about 3 minutes. But here's at MOIO breaking it all down.
A few weeks ago, Nikita gets on his own platform and says, in less than 90 days, iMessage, phone calls, and Gmail will be so flooded with spam and automation that they will no longer be usable, and we will have no way to stop it. Now, this isn't some random schmuck posting conspiracy theories on Reddit about how Chipotle gives you diarrhea on purpose. No, this is a man who gets professionally destroyed by this every single day, and he's basically telling the rest of us to lube up because it's coming for everyone. And so someone asks him why it's about to get worse, and his answer was the one word no one wants to hear, open claw. Now, if you're not familiar with OpenClaw, firstly, I envy you. It's currently the highest starred software project in GitHub history. It has more stars than React. Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, who has almost certainly never tried OpenClaw or even knows what it does, just called it the most important open source project in the history of humanity. What OpenClaw does is it lets any moron with a laptop build an AI agent that can send emails and texts and browse the web and make phone calls and impersonate you. Some guy had his OpenClaw negotiate car prices with dealers over iMessage while he was at brunch. See, because before, you needed to actually know to be a spammer. You needed to know how to operate servers and write scripts and read code. Now you just need a laptop and the moral compass of a pharma CEO. It's no longer censorship or blocking the information. Now you drown the information out with content that is 10 times more engaging. Some guy in Beijing opens up X to look up protest footage and instead finds himself jerking off for 45 minutes. The CCP is looking through his webcam like, nice, we got him. You can't overthrow the government while you're jerking off. It's the Great Wall of China. Basically, we all live behind that wall now. We used to get scammed by real people, damn it. The worst part about modern AI content is that every single piece of AI-generated content was specifically engineered at the neural network level to be more engaging than anything a human being can ever write. And I mean, look, the internet was always full of spam. Let's not pretend it wasn't. But at least the spam used to be stupid. You could see it coming from a mile away. The grammar was shit. You had like 3 different fonts in a single sentence. Nobody fell for that shit. Almost nobody. And now the spam is smarter than you. It writes better than you. The spam went out and got a college degree and you're still on your parents' phone plan. There's no solution to this. This isn't a problem we just fix. This is just what the internet is now. And it's only going to get weirder from here. If you get a LinkedIn message that seems weirdly relevant to like your exact career situation, fake. You get a DM from a beautiful woman who seems genuinely interested in your personality, brother, come on. In the new internet, you won't be able to tell anymore because the thing that's trying to fool you was built from the ground up to be better at fooling you than you are at not being fooled. It's not a fair fight. It's not even close. And in the meantime, the only thing that still means anything on this internet is the people you already trust. It's not going to be the individual posts or the platforms or the algorithms. It's people, specific humans who have earned it over time. That's it. That's all that's left.
And, you know, we hope we earned your trust throughout the years here at InfoWars. And one way you could show your support for that is by going to the alexjonesstore.com, where if you get one of our a subscription to any of the products, you get a free shirt. InfoWars lives forever. And that's a free shirt they're giving out while supplies last. So check that out at thealexjonesstore.com. You can get a subscription to the Shilajit gummies, the CMOS, the methylene blue. Anything you sign up, any product subscription you sign up for, you get a free shirt. Also, it's the final week for entering into both contests at the same time. It's a Shelby GT and a 2025 Ford Raptor. And also right now we have 50% off iodine, our T3 iodine. It's basically the same formula as X2, but a little stronger. And it's 50% off for VIPs and 30% off for everyone else. If you're not doing iodine, I was talking about it yesterday, how I, after brushing, I put a few drops on my tongue and then rinse it with water and swish it around and swallow it. And I'm doing a test to see if it kills the bacteria in my mouth that causes cavities. We're going to find out here early April. So all that there is available. I have got, you know what? Let's go to this. This is proof we're not dead yet. It was a couple years ago, it was a viral video of these guys saving a dog. We can throw up the video right now, and they pull this dog out of using a human chain. This is called a human chain. It's something you learn in fireman school. You watch them pull this dog out and save the dog. He's during some flooding. I think this was in Europe somewhere. I don't think it was the United States, but they're all high-fiving each other. Now they've made a statue depicting that moment. So a little bit of humanity still left, showing what just a little bit of teamwork can do. Sometimes that's all you need is a hand. You know, you don't need a hand. What do they say? You don't need to lift up. You need a hand reaching out to you just to pull you along. And we'd be at all better if you do that. So show your faith in humanity by going to thealexjonesstore.com and supporting what we do here. We're not going away. We may change and evolve here in the next month or so, but we will still be providing the news and analysis that you depend on to help yourself make informed decisions. We'll be right back, second half of the second hour, and I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to start with Tim in Washington and then Bart in Georgia. So we're going to go to all you guys. We'll get all to you today, definitely. We'll be right back.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customer 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Cam, this is William Klein. He was wrecking an office.
But I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they? He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
The Trilateral Commission is a private organization founded by David Rockefeller in 1973.
But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
Rockefellers, come back. We don't want your new world order, you know?
Rockefeller, we know what you're doing.
Your new world order will never come in.
We're not your slaves. We are not your slaves.
You helped start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberger groups.
There is such a thing as insidious influence.
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that.
But I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Its most notable members include George Bush.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Are you happy for the millions of deaths you're part of? People know. People are waking up to the reality of this, Mr. Bush. You piece of
Dick Cheney.
I think that what needed to be done was done. I think we were perfectly justified in doing it, and I'd do it again in a minute.
One of the things Mr. Cheney.
You got to figure out.
Bill Clinton.
Phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
Henry Kissinger.
When really a new world order can be created, it's a great opportunity.
Madeleine Albright.
I think this is a very hard choice. We think the
price is worth it.
Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened? David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye. So, no matter who won in November, they had their man in the White House.
David Rockefeller founded all the major UN groups. Their family gave the UN the land. I mean, this is the global empire.
New World Order is the headline in the Globe and Mail. And
is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
We are grateful the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promise of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we would have been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And there it is. Look, same studio. We're still here, still fighting on the air. Thank you for watching. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can find me on X at News News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. And let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Tim in Washington. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, Rob. How's it going, brother?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. I noticed a lot of Americans right now. I'm just going to speak from where I am. I'm also one of you, but we're not going to get any representation from the Uniparty Epstein class. We're going to get a lot of BS. We're going to get a lot of kick the can, and we're going to get a lot more depopulation. That's what they've been engineered to do, built, designed. It's not an accident. We're not dealing with idiots here. We're dealing with technicians, technocrats. So, given that. And what we have to deal with, right, and all the things that we've seen from the Biden administration and the infiltration of January 6th and stuff like that. And I get it. People are nervous and they'll probably never do a major centralized event again. And they probably shouldn't. But what we can do, because the No Kings protest is coming on, next week? You know, and
I didn't even know that. You know, there's a No Kings protest coming?
Yeah, it's this Saturday.
Yeah.
But well, they're tempting to, again, to grab the narrative, and they're going to push that all the way through. And I noticed that a lot of Republicans have been they've been conditioned to expect the leadership to do all the heavy lifting. And this society is no longer the case. It's about hearts and minds. It's about giving people an option. And right now, Americans don't really have an option. We're all ruled by the Epstein class. We are literal hostages. And they're going to send our children to war to make sure that there's not enough uppity people to challenge them. Right. And I think that's what they're doing. So how are we going to, as a population, get over this huge hill of occupation? You know, I think. The best messaging is a decentralized kind of situation, you know, town to town to town, where people are just talking about the Epstein class and how to remove them and bring that awareness, because it's literal. It's no longer fantastical internet rumor, right? There's no way you can look the other way. You can try to bury your head in the sand, but the political ruling class was built by the Rockefellers. It was built by, I mean, they designed it all. You know, and so we're either going to be full-time hostages, and I'm just kind of tired of all the podcasters going around and waving their flags and beating their chests and stuff like that. Hoorah, we're going to fix stuff. I don't see anything. All right, crickets. So we should probably do something, in my opinion, as an American citizen. And I pay taxes, you know, and I've been an info warrior for 15 years down here. We should get out in the streets in a way where we encourage an actual change, right? Who's the actual enemy? Not this left-right paradigm, right? Because a lot of leftists are sick of that too. But, I mean, again, it's the loudest voices. They're showing the most excitement and enthusiasm. They're going to draw flies, right? It's just going to be shit, but they'll draw flies.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Are we going to allow them to just create a total vacuum? And if we are, we should probably try to join them and infiltrate them and then take them over from the inside out. But I think that we could probably do it in our own way, to where we encourage the well-minded, you know, good moral compass people that the No Kings protests are going to grab and draw them into our crowd. So I'm just encouraging something against the Epstein class, you know, a peaceful, nonviolent, nationwide, something, some sort of response. We need to maintain a heartbeat and a pulse, because as Desmond Mattias says, in a mass formation society, after the 6 month of silence hits, then the regime feels like destruction campaigns can't be stopped. And so they'll go ahead and start doing those. So we have to be very careful.
Right.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, we could do something like a no globalist protest to try to take over the No Kings. But, you know, what they're trying to say is Trump is acting like a king and a dictator. If you look at the bills he's passed, I mean, it's like a tenth of what Biden had done by this time already this year. The executive orders aren't even close. He hasn't done much. You know, the one thing he did do was release the J6ers. And I think he's done some things for our economy that are going to pay dividends in the future if they're allowed to fruition. We're showing up together again on March 28th when our families are under attack and costs are pushing. Yeah, let's talk about families under attack. J.B. Pritzker just came out. This is breaking. And he blamed Trump for an illegal alien who killed somebody who was let in by Biden. I don't know how that logic squares, but here's the clip.
There have been real failures. Those failures, of course, extend beyond the borders of Illinois. They're national failures, a failure to have comprehensive immigration reform, a failure of the president to follow his own edict to go after the worst of the worst.
So we're not going to let Trump arrest these people. We're not going to let him send ICE agents into communities. We're going to try to thwart that, because we keep letting these people out on the streets. Because in most of these states, Texas has gotten rid of the most illegals. You know how they do it? They call them up and say, hey, we got one in the jail. Come get them. And that's how they come get them. And there's no protests. There's no honking horns. There's no bald Karens with dogs getting shot. There's no retarded nurses with anger problems getting shot, because it's just done with law and order. Bring that article back up. Let's read that headline. J.B. Pritzker responds after Venezuelan charged in killing of Sheridan Gorman. Sheridan Gorman. So here's a young lady who's killed. And she was a student. Venezuelan national was charged, calling the attack senseless and criticizing the Trump administration for politicizing the tragedy. Yeah, what he's saying is, we got to get these violent, illegal aliens out of here. And you got these do-gooders running around going, oh, he's just a Maryland man. He's just this. He's just a Chicago boy. You're not going to have a country if you, on the local level, you're not going to have a country unless you get rid of the illegal aliens. And you're going to pay higher prices for everything if we keep giving them entitlements. You know, like, what is it, like 60 or 70% of Somalians that have been here for 10 years are still on entitlement programs? I think that's even low. So it's amazing that we have all this money. We got money for wars in Iraq and Iran. We got money for Israel. We got money for Ukraine. We got money to build data centers. But we don't have money to fix the roads and get rid of illegal aliens. We're just going to kind of half-ass that, because we allow these groups, even though we say we're going to go after the money, whoever's financing all this stuff, we say we're going to go after these people. We don't really go after them because we're afraid judges aren't going to convict them. That's why we're doing it. So nobody gets in trouble because judges are just going to let people out. Well, what do you do when that happens? What did Bukele do? He got rid of these corrupt judges, activist judges. Paid off judges, because that's what they all are. You know they're paid off. If they're not following the basics of the law of, hey, you murdered somebody, you go to jail. That's basic. That's like level 1 Dungeons and Dragons basic. Okay? You broke the law, you go to jail. Oh, no, no, not this person. He's an illegal. He gets to go do whatever he wants. So we set him back out. Here's a free cell phone. Here's some food. Here's a credit card. And then they murder and murder and murder. And, oh, it's Trump's fault. He's politicizing this issue. The fact that these people aren't drug out in the street and Trump is the king, though. That's what we have to listen to. We have to listen to these fat frickin' Karens tell us that Trump is the king. There's one right there. Fat frickin' Karen. All right, let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart wants to talk about the Strait of Hormuz. Go ahead, Bart.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. But first, I want to give a shout out to the ultramethylene blue and the trifecta iodine. I got it a day earlier yesterday. And please go to the alexjonesstore.com/redneck with capital R. Now, I have a military strategy that is regrettable but acceptable. We are a nation that has already used nuclear weapons on Japan, and we probably thought about it a second time. So I have a better alternative to open up the Strait of Hormuz. Fight fire with fire. Drones dispensing fentanyl into all the little rat holes. They'll be all dead in a few hours. And then we should do that same thing to the drug cartels using their own fentanyl and kill them in their own homes. Thank you.
Well, that's one way to do chemical warfare. And I believe AI, the AI company, I believe it's Palantir, put out a recent job look. They're looking for somebody with chemical weapons experience. So they might be onto that. They might have already predicted your idea, Bart, using AI, and are like, what if we just take all this fentanyl that we're blowing up in the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America, I'm sorry, or blowing up there and in the Atlantic Ocean, and we ship it to Iran? Yeah, good idea. All right, let's go to Icarus in Wisconsin. Bree hung up. Bree, call back if you can. We're going to go to everybody here. Go to Icarus in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Icarus.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Gilgamesh and Nimrod. Are you familiar with that at all?
The Epic of Gilgamesh is one of the oldest stories of mankind. I believe he's a Sumerian king that was tall, could carry a lion in his bare hands.
Yeah, he was like 15 feet tall. They said. And there's like conspiracy theories that like in the Iraq war, during the Iraq war,
they found his tomb. Yeah.
Yeah. And, it was in the Epstein emails. They were talking about Gilgamesh, and Hillary Clinton leaked emails. And it's a conspiracy theory that at Zorro Ranch, they were using the DNA because he was like part human and part Nephilim.
Right. Oh, so that's interesting. They were using his DNA to create super people?
Yeah, splicing Nephilim DNA with human DNA. And then like some people were even saying like they were banging them. And same thing with aliens, you know, which is like pretty twisted stuff, I thought. And, like, it kind of relates to, it was, like, an earlier caller today who was talking about the G that Masons use in the Masonic Lodge.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people say, like, you know, the G is for Gilgamesh or Nimrod, the first Mason. Now, it's not verified, but it's kind of like the Z and Zorro, you know. They put their, like, initial as, like, marking, you know. So I thought it was kind of a crazy rabbit hole.
That's interesting. Yeah, all that reminds me of what you're talking about. One of the later years of the G.I. Joe cartoon, they went around and collected the DNA from all the great leaders in the past, like Genghis Khan and Attila the Hun and Hannibal and Julius Caesar. And they fused them all together to create this guy named Serpentor. And he was the latest. It was the Cobra Commander plan. He was going to use Serpentor to take over the world. And, I don't put anything past these mad scientists. They like to grind up babies and inject it into their bodies. So, I mean, I wouldn't put them past trying to find alien hybrid DNA and infuse it into modern day humans just to see what happens. Now, you know, what's interesting, you know, you bring that up. Would we ever see that? Would we ever see this? Oh, this person was born out of the Zorro Ranch lab, and He can deadlift, 800 pounds, 2,000 pounds, and he's 6'12". Or, I guess that'd be 7 feet tall. He's 7 feet tall, but he's built like a linebacker. It'd be interesting to see. What do you think of that, Icarus? You think we'll ever see this? You think we'll ever see the results of people talking about stuff like this?
I think they're already in the open, Epstein was having all these sexual encounters and, kids and stuff. It's like, I don't know if anybody's heard of, any of kids going around. There was that thing with Zoran Mamdani, but I think it's kind of concerning that if there's all these, Epstein or, how you were saying, lab babies or spliced creatures going around, it's like, it's kind of concerning to me, at least. Sharing the roads or whatever, or if they're in positions of power. Or I thought they could roll them out during Bluebeam and people would see these creatures and be like, oh my God, we're being invaded, and, tie that in with some Skunk Works or JPL flying saucer reverse engineered tech, and you could convince population whose mind is consumed by 600 short videos a day that there's an actual alien invasion going on.
And those 600 short videos, you don't learn anything from those because you can't process it because they're so fast and so moving. I'm actually looking up. There's a couple people out there that kind of look like Epstein, and they're saying these are, and it's young kids, younger kids. I saw something a few days ago, which jogged my memory, but now, you type in Epstein kids, you get all kind of stuff. There's the Nephilim right there. There's old Baron we're showing on screen. The latest shot of him, he's now 16 feet tall. Did you see that image?
No, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's somebody doctored a picture.
What are you talking about, the Island Boys?
What's that?
Island Boys, the Island Boys who said they were Epstein kids.
Oh, yeah, I think, yes, somebody did say the Island Boys were Epstein kids. And they showed, I think that's what it was. It was the Island Boys. Which I'm like, that's a dud. How did you got the, you thought you were getting something good and you get the Island Boys?
Yeah, I mean, it's their name, Epstein Island, the Island Boys.
Yeah.
So they throw it in all our faces, and we just eat it up. I was wondering if maybe, when Iran, there's something in connected with that. There's some people saying there's a portal there, a Stargate, that they have hidden technologies.
I don't doubt anything anymore.
From ancient time.
Yeah.
Who knows, right? How crazy.
You see these pictures? You see pictures of the giants that they say don't exist? They're everywhere. There's the Island Boys and the little Epstein boys enjoying some... I guess, the degenerate society deserves the Island Boys like us. So, all right, Icarus, thanks for the call. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota. Let's talk about one of my favorite subjects, geoengineering. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Rob. Yeah. Have you seen the epa.gov/contrail site that Lee Zeldin was behind and published?
No, I don't think I've been to that site yet. Guys, see if y'all can pull it up. epa.gov/contrails.
Yes.
Yeah. I did see part of a video he put out saying, people have a lot of questions about these, the information of contrails aircraft. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll just say that on record for myself personally, I think that's a limited hangout piece in my opinion. It's getting people to go under the direction of saying, geoengineering, exists, but it's in theory and, it's under speculation and all these sort of things. And there's a portion in there, they can have a, not facts, but just a question. Are contrails related to geoengineering or weather modification? It says the federal government is not aware of there ever being a contrail intentionally formed over the United States for the purpose of geoengineering or weather modification. And it goes on and on and on. And there's all sorts of documents.
Steve says the government says it's not true. The government says it's not true.
So
take your shots.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, we're not getting anywhere. And boy, owl killers conversation they had with you. I mean, that's, we're, you know, it's like you say, the pedo tolerance.
Yeah.
You know, when the threshold is met, that's when, you know, that's the time that everybody says, okay, we have to do something about it. But
my hands are clean. I tried to fix this peacefully. That's all I got to say.
And I think the big thing is that, you know, what we're stuck with is the fact that we have no access to intelligence. So as long as they have intelligence, they're going to always be out ahead of us. They'll see everything coming. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And I think the intelligence thing is the key to everything. And if that doesn't change, nothing changes for us unless we all do something about it on a level where it's critical mass.
Yeah, we just have to march into the office of the FBI, grab all those 1.9 million documents and start scanning them and putting them on the internet. I mean, something's got to happen. You can't just let these people. In fact, we should play the CIA, former CIA director John Brennan talking about stratospheric aerosol injections. So, you know, see, they're saying they're not, the government's going, but they're playing a word game. They're like, well, we're not aware of contrails being consciously formed or purposely formed. But if you call it stratospheric atmosphere injection, that's different. Yeah, that happens all the time. We're testing on you people. We're spraying you like bugs. It's okay. I had, we had a snowfall here in Austin, and it took a while for this snow to melt. People were, you know, trying to light it on fire and stuff like that. Well, I took a sample. I sent it to my buddy who's a chemist. Had a jar I cleaned with distilled water first. I put it in there and closed it up, glass jar. And he said, you know, there was nothing detectable except aluminum. Aluminum was the only thing detectable in the snow. He said it wasn't a large amount, but it was there. It was enough to see and enough to come up on the spectrometer or whatever they used. But there you go. So they're spraying aluminum in the sky. But it's not done on purpose, and it's not to control the weather, and trust us. But, you know, you look at your flights on Google Flight, it says contrail warming potential medium, contrail warming potential low. So they're telling you about the contrails and the warming potential of it, but they don't want to admit it. Government doesn't want to admit it. We'll be right back with the third hour of the War Room.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product, it's supposed to be available right now at thealexandrestore.com, is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexandrestore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexandrestore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. And it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
T.
significantly larger proportions of retired people and older people relative to working age citizens. Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere.
I'm on the run with you, my sweet love. There's nothing wrong contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool, me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club. Take out your turquoise and all of your jewels. Go to the market, the kids' swimming pool. Baby, what's your sign? My moon's in Leo, my Cancer is Sun. You won't play, you're no fun. Well, I don't care what they think. Drag racing my little red squad's car. Sweet love, there's nothing wrong contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool, me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club. Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful how this deep normality settles down over me. I'm not bored or unhappy. I'm still so strange and wild. I'm in the wind, I'm in the water. Nobody's sun, nobody's daughter. Watching the chemtrails over the country club. Suburbia, the Brentwood Market. What to do next? Maybe we'll love it by picking chemtrails over the country club.
Just remember, the government said none of this is real, okay? Nobody purposely does this. Nobody's purposely making contrails that spread out and block the sun, even though we talk about it all the time. The CIA director talks about it.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, or information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com, and thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
Your host, Rob Dude. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yeah. That's one thing we are good at, is making fun of other things. We're really, 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 really good at that. And that's what they don't want you to do. They don't want you making fun of anybody anymore. You know, it started with anti-bullying, and then you can't say this, and that's not politically correct. And then now everything you say is anti-Semitic. And did he actually, didn't that guy shave his balls and put that on his face? Is that where that came from? You guys weren't even around when that movie came out, were you?
We were like 12. I didn't get all the jokes.
Here's an interesting article. This is on thefederalist.com. Connecticut poised to surveil homeschool families. You know, because people who want to drop out of the system, they're not allowed to do that. Under HB 5468, families would be required to file in-person paperwork before beginning to homeschool and provide annual documentation. 19 hours after the hearing began, I finally stood before the Connecticut Education Committee to testify against House Bill 5468 that would end the longstanding tradition of homeschool freedom. It was 4:45 a.m. on a Tuesday. Wow. Hundreds of parents and supporters filled the hearing room. Their concern, it was a layered system of government oversight of homeschool families. Under the bill, families were required to file in-person paperwork before beginning homeschool and provide annual documentation to their children's educational progress. After decades of hands-off approach, the state would be empowered to collect and maintain records of all children receiving home instructions. Because that's why you do this, because you want more paperwork from the frickin' government. If enacted, this bill means the presumption of innocence for law-abiding families is turned on its head, and parents would need permission from the government to exercise their constitutional right to educate their children at home. There it is. So, and this will probably pass, because Connecticut... They're gone. There it is right there. They're gone. And since we were covering the story of J.B. Pritzker blaming Trump for politicizing the fact that an illegal alien gang member murdered somebody, well, let's look at some news around the world. Illegal alien charged with raping 5-year-old girl who sustained serious internal injuries requiring surgery in Sanctuary, New York. Oh, I'm sure that's bad. If we blame the illegal alien for that, the governor of New York's going to come out and say we're politicizing it. An illegal alien from Guatemala is facing significant charges in New York for allegedly raping a 5-year-old girl. Will he be? I mean, I would say we got to let this guy off and give him a free apartment in New York, right? On the Upper West Side or Upper East Side, whichever's the nicest spot. I mean, like, should we even deport this guy, or should we just throw him in the wood chipper? I'm all for the wood chipper for this guy. Convict wood chip. Germany, father of alien origin, beats wife to death with hammer, puts 13-year-old on life support. Well, that's liberal. 49-year-old man with a migration background has been arrested after allegedly beating his 38-year-old partner to death with a hammer and seriously injuring their 13-year-old daughter in the early hours of Monday morning in Barsinghausen, a town of around 34,000 residents in the Hanover region of Lower Saxony. Afghan intern exposed direct penis to second grade students at German school and groped teacher. He was probably in there as an elementary school student too. An 18-year-old Afghan intern is under criminal investigation after allegedly exposing himself and touching his erect penis in front of two second grade girls during his placement at a primary school in Dusseldorf. Police have searched his apartment and seized his mobile phone. The incident has infuriated the AfD party, which has called for his deportation in a video produced about the incident. Yeah, nothing's probably going to happen. You can read more about it on InfoWars. Mexican illegal charged with slitting women's throat in Salt Lake City. And guys, see if we can find the article again about the other guy. We'll throw that up in a second. Federal authorities have confirmed that a suspect charged with attempted murder for slashing a woman's throat and leaving her to die in Utah is an illegal alien from Mexico. But we got to protect these people at all costs. This is Mexican man. He's Salt Lake City man. We have to save these people. Trump is entering our homes and deporting citizens. Let's bring up what happened today of Trump politicizing the, he was a gang member, I think from Venezuela, and he killed a girl. Do we have that article? Should ask y'all to print it out. No? There it is. Oh, breaking update. We have a breaking update from Dan Lyman. Venezuelan illegal unleashed by Biden regime arrested for ambush murder of college girl in sanctuary Chicago. That's a good headline. Poor girl. Just trying to go to college. Just trying to be an NPC. Just trying to get through life. Nah, some degenerate asshole has to slit. What did he do? He shoot her or slit her throat? Shot her in the back while walking with friends on a Chicago pier. I mean, senseless crime. Wasn't like she was attacking him. He probably, you know, proposed to her or something. She said, nah, get out of here, you punk. And he shot her. Disgusting. All right, who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Chuck in Ohio. Time is running out, man. I agree. Chuck, how you doing today?
Hey. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
I want to get InfoWars fired up. You guys are going to have to start snorting the blue.
I don't know if I want to snort it, but I'll take it. Are we not fired up enough today?
Seriously, we are set up to the Hunger Game end game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Bracken outlined what they're doing, man. Disruption of oil, disruption of energy, disruption of a food supply, expensive food.
Mm-hmm.
You can't feed your kids. You can't feed your kids. Chaos, baby. You want to see the world looks like? There's a book written by Otto Frederick Berlin during 1930s, where the Germans were starved to death. Then Hitler showed up, the hero.
Yeah.
So
is J.D. Vance going to be our hero, or will it be Marco Rubio?
Doesn't matter. All that matters is you're going to think that he's your hero. He's your backstabber, just like Trump set up.
Yeah.
So we need to countermeasure the son of a bitches. They're planning on disrupting the oil and disrupting the food supply. We need to find a quick tap on oil fields. And I have a hunch. You know, when I was living in Alabama, I ran across these old black poor farmers. They worked the soil, but I found out the investment bankers came in from New York and bought up all the mineral rights. Now, why did they buy the oil mineral rights?
Oh, you think there's oil in Alabama?
Yep.
There probably is. I bet there's oil everywhere. I think, well, one, we got Venezuela, but Venezuelan oil is real thick. It's not very good. The good oil is up in Alberta. And I think what's going to happen, I'll let you finish in a second. I think what's going to happen is Alberta's going to declare independence because they want to sell that oil to the world, especially now. They're seeing, wow, we can really make a good life for ourselves selling some oil. And we don't have to live under Canada's, you know, Nazi environmental laws and make a lot of money and really become an amazing the country of Alberta. I think we might be getting it from there, but you might be right. They might be holding on to Alabama, sweet home Alabama, sweet crude Alabama. All right, go ahead, Chuck, finish up.
I just think that if you drive there, you'd notice it's an ancient seabed.
Yeah.
So I have a hunch that the oil is there, and InfoWars can dig into it, foster the wildcatters to go over there and fucking tap it, build a pipeline between there and the refineries in Texas, and so we will be independent of the game that they're trying to set us up on.
Right.
And I'm offering Mr. 1776 some incentive to quit snorting that blue and get out of the field.
Start digging some oil? It's not as easy as it looks, especially because the oil's deeper now than it used to be.
What if the investment banker was Epstein?
What do you mean? If he was the investment banker buying all the oil, buying all the mineral rights?
Because they put a strategy on us to fuck us over. If you check out the Before the Deluge by Otto Frederick, the Germans were set up, man.
Oh yeah,
it was a communist killing field. They were starving and desperate.
Well,
their money was worthless.
They basically broke them after World War I. And that was the idea. And then they let, you know, Hitler come to power and they financed him. Now, I don't know if they knew he was going to do what he did, or if they did, they knew he was going to start invading Eastern Europe and trying to take over Eastern Europe. So they're like, oh, we'll let him do that. And then we'll go after
him. Well, the thing is, they had crop, according to the book, they had crop failures because they didn't have, chemical technology. So they were starving, and America bailed them out, gave them food. So I suspect this end game on us here is a failure of oil, cheap oil, that is, failure of food. Now we have the communists here, the third world, and every other nut job.
Right.
And when your wife and you go to the store, you'll have to go on maneuvers.
Yeah, you'll have to hack through the hordes.
Yeah. So if we can get the oil online now, we can blow this game.
Is anybody drilling oil? Guys, see if anybody's drilling oil in Alabama right now. Look up Alabama drilling, Alabama oil drilling. See what comes up.
Well, the place I'm talking about is called Black Belt.
Okay.
It's outside of Selma. That's where the dirt poor black farmers work the soil.
They got their 50 acres and a mule. That's where they got it.
Yeah. They ain't getting a dime out of the oil.
Yeah. Yeah, you own the top foot of soil, sir. That's all you own.
Yeah, you can work your ass off for your cotton field.
Oh, look at that. Almost all of the Kunak. What was that? Kuchinak? Kuchi? Kuchino? Conoco National Forest in Alabama, now open for oil and gas drilling. That was in February of 2026.
Well, I'm suspecting Black Belt is important because they have big money went down there and bought it all up, or smart money, that is.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, let's go to this video, and I'll let you go with this. This is a lady who, it's a Kentucky family, rejects $26 million offer to convert part of their farm into a data center, despite the offer being 10 times the going rate for farmland in their area. 10 times, probably a lot more than that. And this, if you want to hear what the northern elites would call a hayseed, this lady has a very country accent, but there's a lot of common sense behind what she's saying. So it's real easy to dismiss people when they have a real southern accent. But here's that video now.
If it's my way, I'll stay at home and feed the nation. $26 million doesn't mean anything.
Some people might find it hard to understand how Delcia Bear can turn away a $26 million offer to buy some of her land until you spend a little time with her walking the dirt road she grew up on and in the house her daddy built.
My grandfather and great-grandfather and a whole bunch of family has all lived here for years, paid taxes on it, fed a nation off of it, even raised wheat through the Depression and kept the bread lines up in the United States of America when people didn't have anything else.
Delcia is one of dozens of landowners approached by an anonymous buyer, one of the major players in artificial intelligence, likely Google or Meta or Amazon, to purchase their land. The market value for land in Mason County is about $6,000 an acre. The realtor that came to her door last April offered her and her mother about 10 times that.
They call us old stupid farmers, you know, but we're not. We know whenever our food is disappearing, our lands are disappearing, and we don't have any water and poison, we know we've had it.
Delcia's mom, Ida Huddleston, is now 82 years old. She says she does not need the money or the hassle. She was born on this land, and she plans to die here, and she certainly does not trust the promises made by the AI companies or the people who want them to build here.
So what do you say to the people who are in town that say, hey, this is going to bring jobs, this is going to bring economic prosperity?
I say they're a liar and the truth ain't in them.
I show them my double-barrel shotgun.
It's a scam.
For Delcia, scam or not, she says she's connected to her home like Scarlett O'Hara was in Gone with the Wind.
As long as she was attached to that land, her spirit never would die. And that's the exact same thing for me right here. As long as I'm on this land, as long as it's feeding me, as long as it's taking care of me, there's nothing that can destroy me if I've got this land.
That's right. And she looks well fed. And her mom looks well fed too. They look like they've been eating really good out there in Kentucky. All right, let's go to Tim in California. He wants to talk about the greatest danger of all. I thought we covered that already, but maybe we haven't. Tim, go ahead.
Well, I actually am barging in on the program because I did this 3 weeks ago on the American Journal with Brianna Morello.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from JFK. He had to make an Oval Office address to the nation. I mean, there was no cable TV back in the day. I mean, everyone either had the radio or the TV on. This is from October 22nd of 1962. And I'll just give you just a couple of sentences here. This is at the very end of his speech. He said, "My fellow citizens, let no one doubt that this is a difficult and dangerous effort on which we have set out. No one can see precisely what course it will take or what costs or casualties will be incurred. Many months of sacrifice and self-discipline lie ahead, months in which our patience and our will be tested, months in which many threats and denunciations will keep us aware of our dangers. But the greatest danger of all would be to do nothing." Now, the reason I bring that up, hey, man, I remember it's just basically 5 years ago, Beirut, Lebanon, it's a port city, it's a capital city, and 6 years previous to that, they captured a ship, and they're $100,000 short on their fees, so they took the ship, they took the cargo off the ship, and they put it in a warehouse. The problem was, it was like 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate, and I mean, that's an awful lot, but the problem is, people just, you know, they go to their jobs, they do whatever they're doing, and that stuff's sitting in a warehouse month after month, year after year, year after year, and 6 years later, one day there was a fire in a warehouse next to it, and boom! I mean, when this thing went off, it made a 3.5 earthquake. I mean, it was like hundreds of people killed, hundreds of people permanently disabled, thousands injured, hundreds of thousands displaced, $15 billion. But the point is you trusted that the government had everything under control and that they're taking care of these things. You know, I'm not sitting here every day thinking about this, but you find out later that, yeah, they were sending letters all the time saying, hey, you can't just leave it here. You got to get it out. Got to do something, blah, blah, blah,
And government's like, yeah, we'll worry about it later. We're not worried about it now.
Yeah, kick the can, kick the can. And it is a little bit of a compare and contrast here to waiting 47 years to deal with Iran. But one other little detail I want to squeak
Well, is that what
here.
JFK, what was JFK talking about doing nothing? What was he?
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Okay.
This was October 22nd, 1962. And it's like, hey, man, you know, this is really scary. It's only, you know, whatever that is, 90 miles off the coast of Florida.
Sure.
And, you know,
we still haven't dealt with Cuba. We still have Cuba there. Well, you know, working with the Russians.
I'll squeak this out, though, because this just goes to show. Later, they did all the scientific studies of the explosion and come to find out it wasn't 2,700 tons that went off. It was only about 500 tons. And they say the rest was either moved or stolen.
Huh.
So we got like maybe 1,300, 1,500 tons of ammonium nitrate just kind of grew legs and is walking around out there somewhere in Lebanon.
That's fertilizer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's the same kind of fertilizer that allegedly Timothy McVeigh used to bring down the Murrow Federal Building in
sure.
Oklahoma with only a little Ryder truck full of it.
No, with the car bomb, and then it became a truck bomb.
Yeah, well, yes.
And don't worry about the other guy that got out of the truck, too. We don't care about Al Husseini.
Yeah.
Who's allegedly the other guy.
Definitely. But I want to finish with this. Here's my parting shot, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm more convinced than ever there's something about to happen that we just don't know. Something like, you know, the apophis or something. There's going to be some, you know, huge flyby of something that's going to just come by us like it's just 18,000 miles by us and just the pull of the Earth might bring it in or something. There's something they know that we don't know.
Right.
They already know it. And that's why there's no punishment. That's why nobody's going to prison for anything they've done and stuff. They all know, we fudge a little here, you fudge a little there. Let's not ruin it right at the end. It's kind of like if your daddy's smoking 2.5 packs of non-filtered Camels every day, then he quits. Then 2 years later, he dies. It's like, man, if I'd have known he's going to die 2 years later, I would have told him, just keep smoking and enjoying them. And I got a feeling this is like that. They know something bad's about to happen. That's why I believe, we didn't have two movies about Titanic at the same time, but we did have two movies at the same time about an asteroid impact.
Yeah.
And we had Armageddon and we had Deep Impact.
Right.
And I think it's something like that. And they got all these underground caves and tunnels. They built their own shelters and stuff.
Right.
And they kind of prepared you. They gave you the narrative. It's like, if you're 50 or older, you won't even be included in this lottery to go underground and so forth. I think they're preparing us for something.
Well, there's a lot of green guys. See if you can find the green meteorites I keep seeing and putting on X. They keep seeing meteorites everywhere, and they're green colored. And people are wondering, what the heck is that? What the heck is that? I saw somebody had a video. They were zooming in on Mars, and they showed a big rock, like, just floating out there. Like, I don't know how they could see this. I mean, it was amazing looking, how detailed it looked. And I don't think it was AI. But, the green meteorite stuff is interesting. And it could be, you know, they say if Nibiru exists, you know, it comes around every 13,000 years, and that's about the time we have a cataclysm and everything gets destroyed. But they think this time, no, we can build our, we can have a little enclave that we'll live in. We'll be fine. It'll be the greatest danger of all. And if we don't do anything, we get what we deserve. Thanks for the call, Tim. We'll be right back with the last half hour of the War Room. I'm going to get to the rest of your calls. I got four callers on the line. We'll get to all of you. Stay tuned.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think of methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theolivestore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theolivestore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theolivestore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making meth here.
What do you see?
Unless you consider this methylene blue, which some people do shorthanded as meth blue. It's weird. Now this stuff came out after that show. What was that show called? Breaking Bad? Hey, is that me? That's supposed to be me? No, it's close. Yeah. Tubs of meth and cash. Yeah. No, it's not me. I barely make enough money to pay the government. All right. Let's. Clown Car called yesterday and he called back. So let's get him. Let's go to Clown Car. Well, we were just talking about meteors. Guys, pull up that blue meteor shot again at the end. That was pretty amazing looking. It was a great photo. Clown Car, how are you doing today?
Captain Clown Car, 40th Street, Captain Two, sir. I just wondering about all these meteors all of a sudden hitting America, like, oh, it, like, laying into people's tubs that they show in, like, if it came all the way from outer space, I don't think it's going to stop in your tub, you know? and it's usually, like, this one, like, wacky old woman. it came through the roof like crazy. You know, that.
Yeah. Those are probably actors, though. Yes, but I agree.
But, Rob, I'm starting to think that maybe these missiles are really coming from Iraq, and they're making it here, and they're giving excuses. And I think that there's, you know, people taking stealing utility vehicles and driving them on tarmacs and making planes crash. Like, some of these things aren't adding up, bro.
Yeah. What do you think of that LaGuardia crash? The fire department guys were supposedly okay. They didn't, but the pilots died, and they were told, they were given clearance to drive across, but then I guess it either took, this is how I see it, it either took too long to do it, or they were given the order and then they waited around for like a minute or so and then took off, and by that time it was too late. Because it doesn't look like they performed any evasive maneuver right before they got hit.
You saw the video, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of remind you of a second time when a helicopter ran directly into the path of a commercial flight? Remember
right.
that?
Yeah.
And that wasn't that helicopter supposed to be one of these things that have a certain system that would alert it to not go in the path, but somehow it was overridden when yep. they checked the black box? Isn't that funny? They say on the actually utility vehicle for the Port Authority also has that system, but for some reason it didn't work that day.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you know what it is? I get most of my information from 1010 Winds, basically just listening to it. Or I'll have on the scanner and be listening to what's going on in the airport or in you know, it's not hard to get a old Radio Shack 600B.
It's honest work. That's honest work there, buddy.
Everybody thinks that, you know, everything is a conspiracy theory until you start piecing together the puzzle. All of a sudden, Cuba's having a power outage problem when we're threatening to shut the power of another place of Iraq. You know, like, we really need to get a grip and understand that these, you know, oh, they're going to blow up the pipeline. Pipeline gets blown up. Like, come on, bro. At what point, when do we, like, stand up and stop it? You know, we're talking about doing an Area 51, you know, gather up and then rush the base type of thing with the Epstein files or with the, you know, just the way they're handling the budgeting of America and who's in charge of this war. And, you know, like, at some point, when do the people really stand up?
I think it's crazy that I think Don Huffines is running for, what, agricultural commissioner? And he's the one who owns that place, and he dug up the area where they said they buried women. A couple women were buried under the helipad. Lo and behold, you go there now, there's no helipad, no garden. It's all been dug up.
That's like hours after Charlie Kirk gets shot, or supposedly. Hey, let's re-cement the whole area and destroy the whole crime scene. Like, come on, bro. What planet are we living on, bro?
Listen, this is Salt Lake City. We don't have crime scene integrity. Or I guess they weren't in Salt Lake City. They were in Utah, north of Salt Lake.
Not only that, but we were talking about Lee Zeldin. I don't know how you feel about the guy, but there was one time that he did a news get-together at Coney Island on Brighton Beach Boardwalk. And we watched him pull up in an SUV, take an electric scooter out, put a whole bunch of bags like he went shopping locally, and pull up on the right from the front of the where the people walk onto the beach. I don't know what you call that, but
up the boardwalk.
The boardwalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like up to the boardwalk, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, why would this guy pull his truck all the way up to like the front of the boardwalk? Like, people don't do that and unload. But he had this big heavy electric bike that he had to take out and then pulled up on the boardwalk to give his interview. Like, he drove there. And he even said in an interview that he's been driving all around on the electric scooter and everything should go electric and, you know.
That's Pete Buttigieg level. Pete Buttigieg used to do that. He would get dropped off and he'd ride his bike two blocks and be like, look, I'm green.
Right. Like, you're not, because you just pulled up in a gas
station. I'm a green pansy.
I mean, look. If there were going to be any change, I mean, look, Mandani's our mayor now, but there are things that he did that he shouldn't be our mayor. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He sponsors, he says
his dad's Jeffrey Epstein.
And you know, his mother's friends with Epstein.
Yeah.
But he supports something called the Holy Land Five. And as far as his immigration status, it says if you support or show any compassion, I guess, for group of terrorists that are on this list, and they are on that list, that, you know, you would violate your terms of being immigrant status, and you would lose that, and you would be sent back. So I don't understand, when, at what point does that become, like, a gray area. Like, this is cut and dry, the things that his wife has been doing lately. The fact that I think, look, I don't know if you guys know the guy who got the bomb thrown at him or the guy who threw the bomb. Or, as far as I'm concerned, it's all staged. It's like a script. And it's really getting sickening, bro, because you're predicting this stuff before you see it. And people are like, oh, did you hear another meteor hit? I'm like, I think the missile's making it through here, bro. You could send a missile to outer space, but you can't send a missile to America? Come on, bro.
Right. Well, that's behind us. That looks pretty. We got it up on the big board behind me. And it definitely looks like something large. So you think it burned up before it hit, or we hit it with something? And just
okay, I think it's the actual thing itself, just making it where it's got to go, probably blows up a whole town, and then they come in and do this, you know, outbreak type of thing, and everybody gets locked down. Like,
everybody looks at the pencil. Look at the pencil. Boop, and then your mind's erased.
Exactly. So what do you think when they start putting in FEMA, you know, zones, and we really got to figure out where we are when we got to talk to each other on shortwave radio?
Shortwave radio, ham radio is also good.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a communication system outside the system, because the cell phones, they're going to cut your cell phones. There's going to be proprietary cell phones that have, you know, capabilities that'll extend beyond what we're using. And we're not going to have that.
Right. The proprietary, whatever you have, we say it, that part of it is what Alex Jones used to sell in those satellite hand radios. I don't know why, like, now we need those the most. We need more canned food commercials, you know, with the hundreds of pounds. They're selling it at Costco. They're pushing it.
Yeah.
You know, so home survival kits, you know, just in case. But
well, it's all gone mainstream because, you know, what it is, and that's just indicative of people waking up and they're saying, oh, there's a market for this now. More people are looking at it so we can go after them, you know.
And then now, before you know it, it's time for elections again. So it's time to fight whether you're a Yankee fan or a Met fan again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do you want to be ruled by pedophiles or do you want to be ruled by pedophile protectors?
Neither. I'm done. You know, either way, I can't take it no more. So there's got to be some kind of something we got to figure out. We got to have more town meetings. We got to get people from the towns to stand up and not be afraid to come out and speak up. And I would like to invite you, Rob Dew, to do a town meeting that we're doing here in New York City. We have something called the Donald J. Trump Democratic Club, and I'd like you to be a speaker on one of our things coming up soon. Is that cool?
I mean, if I can make it up there, I don't see why not. I don't know if I'm going to fly anytime soon, though. It's looking pretty grim.
We'll do it over Skype.
I'm down. Definitely down. You let me know. I'm there.
All right, put me back on hold, and I'll get a better number.
You guys can give him my email. Let's go to Travis in Kentucky. Let's talk about geoengineering. Second or third geoengineering call today. How's it going, Travis?
It's going all right. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. I've got kind of a different theory, I guess, that I haven't really heard much on the geoengineering, kind of a wider spectrum. I was looking into it and trying to look into it as far as the manipulation of the jet stream and that being, you know, the jet stream controls the weather. If they could actually manipulate that using widespread geoengineering, because obviously they have the means to do so. And I don't know, it just seems extremely plausible to be able to do it. And it would explain the highs and the extreme lows that we've been receiving.
Yeah, it would also explain, like, the West Coast has had horrible snowfall this year, which is not going to be good for the fire season, which is going to come up in this summer. They're really low. And it had to do with, the jet stream. And I think what it was is the jet stream was skipping over the western states and then coming into the Midwest and East Coast and flooding them with snow. And so there was definitely... I feel there's probably some manipulation going on. There's a guy who puts out, I forget his name right now, but I follow him on X, and he shows these star patterns where all these different radar stations are all over the United States and how they pulse in different ways. And then you can see the weather change as he does it. And, I mean, I'm sure we're not in Kansas anymore. I can tell you that. I mean, they sit there and tell you contrails. We're not putting out contrails that generate anything consciously, but we do stratospheric aerosol injections. You know, it's just like, oh, you didn't name it the right thing, so we can say it doesn't exist.
Exactly. I run into a lot of that. But, like, another outlook on it is with the effects that of the things that they're already spraying in the atmosphere that's raining down, obviously affecting plant life, affecting bees, things like that. I mean, the overall effect of what's going to happen, you know, this crop season and the effect of, you know, that combined with the toll that's already been taken on our food supply. You put that together, it's not looking good.
Yeah, there's all kind of, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out because we are hitting into planting season right now. And do we have enough fertilizer? We had a caller earlier talking about how in Lebanon they thought they had tons of this ammonium nitrate fertilizer that they had confiscated from a ship. And it was only 5,000 pounds of it. But that's a good way to cover your tracks if you're going to steal a bunch of fertilizer. So maybe somebody in this country, maybe that was when Iran was being planned. The Iran attack was being planned back then. Because I don't think, let's say, the battle plans are different than the war plans. So the battle plan is how we're going to go in and do things. But the war plan is, hey, at this time, we're going to go attack this group of people. I think that was already in motion. They had to get Trump to agree to it. And he fell for it again, unfortunately. But you know, that's, all we could do is try to keep holding his feet to the fire and hopefully he will turn these things around. Thanks for the call, Travis. Let's go to Ben in Ohio. Let's talk about Israeli propaganda. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, how are you, Rob?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, man, I was driving home from work the other day and got some text messages from some random number and telling me that people, they had one to, I'm sorry. They had a question for people in Ohio about Israel and Iran and wanted to know if I had a moment to talk. And we went through this conversation and
so you actually talked to a human.
Yeah. That's a good question, Rob.
You could have been AI.
Yeah, it very well could have been ChatGPT for all I know.
Yeah.
It was odd. She was saying that it's Israel is a vital ally to the US and shares our values of democracy and freedom. Would you say your current view is mostly supportive of Israel, mostly critical, or still unsure? And so I wrote mostly critical.
Yeah.
And
thank you. We put you on the list.
Exactly. That's what afterward I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I probably should anyway. I ended up sending her like Harrison Smith's Eighth Front War, that 14-minute video.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't get any response, of course.
Right,
but
right.
She's going on about, I totally get that you might have concerns.
Yeah, so what you say when you send that is you go, I like to listen to what the actual leaders of Israel say. And then you send that. This is what they're saying, because that's all it is. It's not, there's no commentary to any of those clips. It's just clip after clip after clip. That's
right.
What makes it so powerful.
Right. It's impressive. I was, it's quite stunning to watch, to be honest. It goes on saying about how Israel has spent years building missiles and drone networks and funding militant groups that threaten Israel and the U.S. forces. Their strategy relies on cheap drones and missiles that are costly for the U.S. and Israel to intercept. Did you know that?
Oh, I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. That's why I think we were stupid to attack them. It'll only keep escalating. She said.
Yeah, they send a 60,000 drone, and we knock it down with $3 million missiles.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
she you know keeps going on basically about the same kind of crap, and I ended up telling her that Israel has been responsible for many wars with which we've been involved, and I would rather take care of the people inside of our own country who despise us than attack some people thousands of miles away because our quote-unquote greatest ally feels threatened. And she she makes sure that it's important to stay informed and sends me a link to thetruthaboutiran.com.
Which
was
are they raping babies now in Iran? Is that what's going on?
That's exactly it. Right, right. At the bottom of the site, it says that it's funded by Israel. And if you had any more, wanted more information, you contact the Department of Justice for the U.S. I'm like, this is just, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, trying to get me to support Israel, the safe haven for pedophiles. Like, what is going on here?
Well, I think this is insane that we've got a black autistic man arrested claiming that the FBI arrested him claiming he was the pipe bomber. We've got more video analysis out from Steve Baker. Check this out. Brian Cole Jr.'s physical presence, posture, mannerisms are no match to the FBI's hoodie-clad pipe bomb suspect. Now, we've known this. We've known that, well, we knew they were hiding who the pipe bomber was, and they knew, and it was probably some government official. But now they pinned it on this kid. Well, he's not a kid. He's older, but he's autistic. Might as well be a kid. And so the full analysis has been complicated by poor video quality, black and white images, and cropping of some of the original footage. But after careful viewing substandard video, it reveals clues that don't fit the allegations that Cole is the bomber. Two witnesses describe the gray hoodie suspect as a white male, an effing white male, right there. Blaze News analyzed video of the hoodie suspect released by the FBI, and effing a white male. Evidence culled from the independent investigation includes a stark physical difference between Cole and the hoodie suspect, including the manner of walking, body shape, features, eyesight, shoe size, neck length, and mannerisms. Yeah, he doesn't look like he even has long legs. Like, he looks like he's one of those people born with short legs. So that's interesting. FBI says that after 2 hours of denying involvement in the pipe gold case, Cole suddenly gave a detailed confession. Yeah, they're like, hey, you want to get out of here? Just tell us you did it, and we'll let you go back home. Okay, I did it. Hey, guess what? Now we're going to keep you. And he confessed. They got a confession.
Doesn't make any sense. I think it's just all lies. You know,
yeah. No, it totally is all lies. Just lie after lie after lie after lie.
Right. I still have friends and family that totally believe January 6th was an insurrection. Like, they did their part with the
brainwashing,
the PSYOP playing on everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's disgusting. And then smart people. But it's easier to fool a man than to convince a man he's been fooled.
Yep. And people don't want to,
and that's what it comes down
to. They don't want to admit they've been fooled at all.
Right. Because you look like a fool then.
Yeah. Here's an
answer. But if you don't admit you...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you don't admit it, man, you look like the bigger fool anyway, because everybody sees that you've got no clue what's going on.
Right. Then you've been fooled. Oh, look, this guy's been fooled. He can be fooled by anything.
Yep.
Here's an InfoWars story. Right. Former Trump and Epstein lawyer Dershowitz says that Joe Kent, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, Candace Owens behind neo-Nazi fascist coup within the GOP. Neo-Nazi fascist coup. And see, that's all they have at this point. You're a Nazi because you don't follow what we say. You don't believe that we should just attack every Middle Eastern country that we feel like attacking and taking land. You know what? They're taking land in Lebanon. They're taking land in Syria, the Israelis. They want to take parts of Turkey. So we'll see where that gets them. I think they're going to bite off more than they can chew. Once again, I've lost my video list. Guys, this is the one with the we're going to do the utility company. This is in China, they have robots now that are, you know, they always say the hand jobs, the jobs where you're using your hands are safe. The hand jobs. China has now deployed these machines to work on these machines live. Look at that. Look at that. Just beep, 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 beep. Screw it in, put this here, and they don't die of getting shocked, and they don't need to be paid overtime. They just work. That is pretty amazing. And but here's a positive story as we get to the end of the show today, the end of our 10 hours of live broadcast here at Infowars.com. This is a boat that's running around with giant nets pulling up plastic. I mean, this is amazing, the amount of plastic it's pulling up. And it aims to remove 90% of the ocean plastic by 2040. And I always thought you could have these trollers going out here robotically doing this, you know, with GPS. And when they pull the plastic in, they just refine it because you're able to turn this plastic back into oil. There's a Japanese man that invented something back in 2012 And then later, there's a black kid. He was a young black man, had developed that show. Roll the video on this one, if you have it. It's this troller going around just picking up swaths of stuff and pulling it in. And then, I don't know what they do with it. I guess they go dump it somewhere, or maybe put it in cans. But there you can see the nets rolling out. And look at the fish are underneath it because they know that's where the little critters are living on the plastic. And they're, so look at the amount of plastic that's in our ocean. They're cleaning it up. But you could obviously take this, turn it back into fuel and keep, you don't have to go back into port. I don't know. That makes sense to me that you could do that with this type of technology. Render that plastic back into fuel and keep a self-perpetuating stance going through there. And let's end with this. This is Shannon Joy talking about the Atomic Energy Agency released a lockdowns 2.0 response to the looming energy crisis. Here it is. And then, we will see you guys tomorrow. I think I'm back on the air. Harrison's taking a day off. Alex should be back. So stay tuned to that. And here's, Shannon Joy.
I mentioned that the IEA chief basically said the shit is hitting the fan. Everything's falling apart. And he just published lockdowns 2.0, an energy lockdown playbook. They released a 10-point plan over the weekend telling governments to restrict driving, ground flights, force remote work, and ban gas cooking. They called it sheltering from oil shocks.
It's what they have in store for you,
Aaron Day. Here is the plan. Number one, they are recommending alternating driving days based on your license plate number, odd plates on Monday, even plates on Tuesday, and countries are now already implementing this. They are recommending mandatory speed limit reductions on every highway, not for safety, but fuel rationing by another name. You can still drive, just slower and less often. Number three, avoiding all air travel where alternatives exist. They didn't define what that actually meant, but the ambiguity, writes Aaron Day, is the feature. It lets regulators decide after the fact whether your trip was essential or not. Non-essential versus essential. Does that ring any bells? Here's another one. Switch from gas cooking to electric. The IEA is now telling you what appliances you can use in your kitchen. And the same agency that published net zero by 2050 is calling now for thermostats to be capped at 19 degrees and a ban on new gas boilers.
You will own nothing and be
new,
happy.
It's accelerating.
It's
and then
coming.
Work from home
Better
if
be
possible.
Prepared. Better be prepared to fight. It's coming.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandershore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexandershore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexandershore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best.
And it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. And they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at TheAlexShowStore.com. And I thank you for your support.